Hello, bright viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television, where we are spotlighting EcoATM, a rising company that has developed a self-service recycling kiosk for mobile phones and other consumer electronics. E-waste refers to consumer and business electronic devices such as computers, mobile phones, game consoles, and televisions that are at or near the end of their useful life. Hazardous materials, including poisonous heavy metals, are often found in electronics and pose a serious risk to human health and the environment when disposed of in an improper fashion. Providing a solution to this growing global issue, EcoATM offers consumers a fast and convenient method of recycling their mobile phones and offers immediate cash payment for the device. There are currently 5 EcoATM kiosks available to the public in the Greater San Diego, USA region, and 2 in Nebraska, USA. To learn more about this exciting new way to help people go green, Supreme Master Television visited EcoATM's headquarters in San Diego, where we spoke with Mark Bowles, Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of EcoATM.
We read a survey that Nokia had done about a couple of years ago that was 6,500 households, 13 countries worldwide, and asked about recycling. And the results were that only 3% of people had ever recycled a cell phone. And we knew that there was 1 billion cell phones shipped per year. So we thought, what was happening with the other 970 million? And so we began looking at why is nobody recycling, and looked at the other methods, which were web buyback and charity boxes and things like that, and decided what was missing was a few things. The most important one was convenience. People want to do the right thing. They want to do the right thing by the environment, but it needs to be convenient. Right. And so a kiosk in your daily or weekly path, so it's convenient, you know where it is and you can return. Second big one was that it had to be immediately incentivized. The environment is important to a lot of people, but they want to get paid for the devices that have value. Right. And the third was to erase their data. Right. So if we could do all of that, erase their data, pay them right on the spot, and make it convenient, we thought that we would have a lot more people participating, and it's proven to be working pretty well.
Marketing specialist Kyle Adrians of EcoATM was more than happy to give us a brief demonstration of how an EcoATM kiosk works.
So first we start by the phone lookup. We have a Motorola Droid here, so we select the brand, which is Motorola. Then we know the model of this phone, but otherwise you'd pop off the back. Underneath the battery, type in the model number. So we go ahead and type in Droid. Select the phone. That is the phone. It gives the release date. Wow. Now the phone, does it power up? Yes or no? We already know this one's working. We look at the screen, check for any cracks, blemishes, bleeds. Now we're looking at the overall physical features. That's good. So it's $90. We go ahead and accept it. We can recycle more phones or we can cash out. So let's go ahead. Most people want their money. Right. So then we log in here. This is just to verify we have an attendant. Now it brings up a shopping cart. If there was more than just one phone, they'd all be listed here. So we go here. Now we have to pop the back off and scan the barcode. So here we go. So the customer could have come up and answered all the questions, and then this is where the attendant verifies the answers. If they have any discrepancies, they can change. Now it prints a barcode that goes on the back of the phone. Now when we get this back to the lab, we scan this and we know everything about the phone. We know the attendant, we know the make, model, and condition of the phone. So this we apply to the back of the phone, like so. Now this is where we swipe a driver's license. This is to abide by California state laws, so we go ahead and swipe there. Then the last thing we need is a signature here. This just releases their rights to their phones, then we just hit OK. Easy as that. Close it, it gets binned into the box, This is where the customer gets the receipt. This drop is for accessories, the chargers, the cases, whatever. We know how to recycle responsibly. This is what it looks like after they get binned in for about a week. You know, this is the whole variety of phones that people have laying around, all different conditions. You know, you have beat up ones, your really old ones, but then you have, you know, your new smartphones, you have your iPhones. You know, we're getting a lot of those. So, you know, there's a big variety. Blackberries.
When we return, we will learn how EcoATM recycles used consumer electronics responsibly. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology as we continue our program highlighting EcoATM, a company devoted to offering the latest advancements in convenience recycling of consumer electronics. By using self-service EcoATM kiosks, a customer can receive an in-store credit or an instant cash payment for their device. They even can elect to donate the funds they are due to charity. We asked Mark Bowles, EcoATM's Chief Marketing Officer, about the environmental consequences of cell phone production, as well as e-waste ending up in landfills.
The throwing of phones away into the landfill is bad. It's not as bad as a PC or a leaded monitor, but it's still pretty bad. There's cadmium and lead and mercury and some other stuff in phones that's not great. So you don't want to throw them in the landfill. For that little smidgen of precious metals that's in each phone, to generate that amount of metal, the miners generate about 3 tons of toxic mining waste. This is EPA numbers. So 3 tons of toxic mining waste is about the size of a VW Beetle of toxic mining waste.
Currently, EcoATM receives thousands of used phones every month. How are the devices recycled once collected?
About a third of what we collect are phones that we can't find a secondary market for, so nobody's going to use them.
Right.
So those get sent to materials reclamation. And in every phone, there's about 50 to 75 cents worth of gold, platinum, palladium of precious metals. Reclaiming the metals from these is important, and there's proper ways to do it, environmentally sound ways to do it, and there's really hazardous ways to do it. We don't ship anything that's less than 2 times its scrap value. We handle that ourselves, and we send it to specifically to a smelter that's in Belgium that meets all the European regulations and is compliant with the Basel Convention. And they have 2 acres of facilities of scrubbers and things that remove all of the toxic stuff. And then a little stream of gold and a little stream of platinum and palladium comes out, and they reclaim all that stuff for reuse.
Do they recycle the plastics in there?
It turns out the best way to do this environmentally is that they actually use the plastics as the fuel for the smelting process. And it ends up being a positive energy gain situation. So to bring phones to a temperature to melt them, it takes a lot of energy, but it turns out there's enough energy in the plastics themselves to drive that process, so it doesn't cost energy to do it. That's done with the plastics. And then again, all of the toxic stuff from the plastics is scrubbed out through 2 acres of different scrubbing methods to get all that stuff out, so it doesn't enter the atmosphere or the water or anything else.
While EcoATM kiosks mainly collect mobile phones at the moment, they will soon be able to accept a wide array of other consumer electronics as well, providing a complete and responsible e-waste recycling system.
We started with phones. We've already added iPods. We're going to add digital cameras, GPS, game players, all sorts of bendable things that go inside the machine. And then we also have built some technology and patents around non-bendable things so that You can walk up to our machine and we would have a triage table and you would test it, plug in USB and be able to test device that way, right, and collect those as well. And so we're working on those TVs, PCs, printers, laptops, game players, all kinds of things. So we can be the collection point for all of this e-waste when people are done with it.
Finally, let's visit a shopping mall to see an EcoATM kiosk in action. Here, Kyle Adriance guides a customer through the process of determining the current value of her mobile phone.
We have
Anna.
Anna here today, and she is just coming through the mall and would like to look up the value of her phone. So we go to phone lookup here. Looks like she brought in a BlackBerry, so we select BlackBerry. Looks like the model's an 8330, so we go ahead and type in the model number 8330. So here's the phone. It gives the release date. We select OK. Now, Anna, does the phone power up?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is the screen in good working condition?
Yes, it is.
Are the mechanics in good working order?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So your phone's worth $31.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so once you turn it in, you'll get $31 to use for, you know, whatever you want. You get cash. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
Our sincere appreciation and kudos, Mark Bowles, Kyle Adriance, and all other members of the EcoATM team for creating this much-needed service and recycling used consumer electronics in an environmentally sound manner. We look forward to the day when e-waste recycling kiosks are available everywhere in the world. For more details on EcoATM, please visit www.ecoatm.com. Thank you, giving viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May we all strive to be caring and green citizens of our loving planet Earth.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.